Let's listen to highlights from high school basketball action this week on KNIA Careless. It started on Monday with the Red Rock rivalry as Knoxville traveled to Pella live on 92.1 KBLS and 95.3 KNIA.
Dutch pushing the pace. Mullins catch and shoot three. Boom! Harry Mullins for three, and the Dutch have bolted out to a 9-2 start. Little weave, gives it off to Schulte, poked away by Norris, but Schulte regathers, drives through a triple team, and gets the reverse layup. Now a steal for McGuire, and he slams it home. Pella leads by 20 with 10 seconds to go in the first half. McGuire working with the Garner screen, gives it off to David, drives, spins, up and under, and scores! David Garner puts the cherry on top of a first half Dutch Sunday. Bounce pass, Hoekstra, left hand, good, and one! Tegan Hoekstra for two, a terrific feed from Emmanuel Deers. Schulte has it with 5 seconds. Now Dobson at the volleyball line. Somebody's got to go. Mullins, tough three. Oh! Harrison Mullins with two defenders draped all over him as the third quarter buzzer sounds. Branderhorst off to Klein. Hit a three a moment ago. Gives it to Rorta. Bullies his way down the right side of the lane. Can't get the layup to go. Unimark gets the board and finishes at the rim.
Final score, Pella 81, Knoxville 54. Also on Monday, Indianola hosted Carlisle live on 94.3 KNIA.
Guyer open for three into the corner, knocks it down. Guyer up to 7 points. And Indianola still gets it back down to 11. Paw up top, Guyer thought about back-to-back threes up. Now over to Paw. Swings across court for McGraw. Inside, Olsen dribbling right towards the rim. Floater up and in for Lauren Olsen. She's had a quiet second half. Picked up three fouls in the first half, and Indianola gets it back down to 9. Paw inside, Whitson. McGraw, Paw wide open, didn't take it, but goes inside to Whitson, who gets the easy two. And it's 48-45. Indianola back within three. 51-45. Rover has it underneath. Turnaround shot is up and in. Under a minute to go, and Indianola calls their final McCoy True Value timeout, trailing 51-47. Olsen dribbles into the lane, down low, Grover, layup up and in! It's a two-point game, 51-49. He got a foul, they get Freeman with 17.1 seconds to go. Indianola trailing by just two.
Final score in the girls, Carlisle 53, Indianola 49, and the boys, Indianola 65, Carlisle 55. Moving on to Tuesday, Pella Christian played Newton with the Pella Christian perspective on 92.1 KBLS was Tyler Crabb.
Wheeler in transition, gives it up. Steinkamp, left wing, three! Trace Steinkamp buries the triple, 5-0 over Pella Christian. They lead it here with 6:03 to go in the first quarter.
To Van Weingarten into the post to Flagel.
Defense collapses. Great job by Flagel, though, to split the double. Makes the basket. And the foul. Van Weingarten to a wide open Steinkamp for three. Well, Trey Steinkamp answering. Pella Christian up 46-30. Stoltz going to give it up to Steinkamp. The Flagel. Nice feed down low to Devin Runner, who gets the friendly roll.
Yeah, just running the floor. That's all that is. That's just a hustle rim run.
And now the Newton perspective on KNIAKBLS.com. KBLS 3. It was Randy Van.
Karkov open three, baseline right, got it. Three-pointer, first points of the game. Peyton Karkov hits the three from the right corner. Top of the zone, Sophia Cody open for three, yes. Baseline left, Sophia Cody. That's her fifth point and gives Newton the lead by two, 14-12. Newton coming across the timeline. Cody handling the ball over here near side Klein. Side to Sibula, she is triple team, goes around her defender, gives it over to Jarvis, nice pass. Jarvis, the right block. And that is her first basket. Back to a four-point lead for Newton. Between the circles with Klein. Over to Karkov, left wing. Now left baseline, Sophia Cody. Feeds it into Jarvis, left block. Nice job, Jarvis. Just took the pass and put up the shot from the left block. A minute 49. Karkov has it. 16 to shoot. Just a three-point lead. Baseline move. Karkov backs it out with 10. White with 9. Needs to give it to Karkov. Up top, Karkov down the lane, puts a shot up and in. from the left side of the lane. A huge basket. That could be the raise the roof moment with 1:27 left. Gives Newton a 5-point lead.
Final score of the girls, Newton 44, Pella Christian 34, and the boys, Pella Christian 60, Newton 48. Norwalk took on Dallas Center Grimes, and for the girls, it was the Warriors going toe-to-toe with the top-ranked Class 4A Phillies on KIAKBLS.com, KIA 3.
They don't have the numbers, so Birmingham will stop and pop on the wing, and that one goes for Braylon Birmingham, and it didn't take her long. She's got the lid off of the basket herself. The answer from Birmingham, no good from three. Offensive board, Brown. She gets it back again, and the third attempt goes for Pearl Brown, walking muscles.
Loved how calm it was for Pearl Brown on that to get that offensive board and put back.
Overholzer has some space from the wing. It goes, a three-pointer from Overholzer. Back to a double-digit lead, 23-12. Currently, and she's guarding Birmingham, which is probably not ideal for them, as Birmingham hits a three right in her face from the deep wing. Birmingham, a turnaround on the left side, and she gets one to go, and a foul. Brown with it, takes a screen from Overholzer, works back the other direction. And the mid-range jumper goes. Pearl Brown's got 10. And Pelzer into the lane. A little floater. Too strong. It gets a nice little bounce. Goes anyway. Audric Pelzer starts us off. 2-0 Warriors lead. A minute and 15 in. Back to Pompson again. The Warriors sticking with it.
No.
Three ball. Corner pocket. Audric Pelzer. And how about a reverse layup? It took some time to get the ball moving around, but a reverse layup for Henry Smith, who's having a good start today as well.
Go!
Hatlovig again, no good from three. Offensive rebound, Smith back out to Pelzer.
Oh,
he
yeah! Hits.
Who else today? He's on fire, 16 points.
Feed the guy that's hot.
Final score, girls, Norwalk 47, DCG 32, and the boys, Norwalk 58, DCG 49. Highlights from this week's games on KIA Carolass.